إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My brothers and sisters, it is a must for every believer to pay constant attention to his heart, to the soundness of it, and to make sure that your hearts are free from sickness and corruption. The heart is that morsel of flesh that Allah looks to, and its effect upon the limbs. And that is because the limbs only follow that which is in the heart. If the heart is good, the limbs will follow that goodness. And if the heart is corrupt, then the limbs will also be corrupt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this affair in his book, في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا. In their hearts, there is a sickness, and Allah has increased this sickness for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear in the book, and also the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the sunnah, the great importance of the heart and its position in relation to the limbs. Imam Muslim reports in his Sahih, in a narration from Abu Huraira, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He does not look towards your forms, towards your physical features, nor does it look at your wealth, but rather Allah looks towards your hearts and towards your deeds. And likewise in the hadith reported in the Sahihain, Bukhari and Muslim, from Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu, who stated that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated with regard to that morsel of flesh in the body, he said, "What?" He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala wa inna fil jasadi mudghatan idha salahat salah al jasadu kulluhu wa idha fasadat fasad al jasadu kulluhu ala wa hiya al qalb. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that indeed there is within the body a morsel of flesh. If it is sound, then the whole of the body is sound. And if it is corrupt, the whole of the body, it is corrupt. Indeed, that morsel of flesh is the heart. My brothers and sisters, it is imperative that every single person pays attention to the condition of his heart, its fluctuations, how it increases and how it decreases. There occurs in a narration reported by Ibn Abi Shayba in Kitab al-Iman and authenticated by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala as a statement of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu anhuma. He said radiyallahu anhu that the hearts are of four types. A heart that is covered with a layer, and that is the heart of the munafiq. And what that means, of course, is that the heart, it is dead, but it is covered with a layer just to show the people Islam. The second, a heart that is sealed, and that is the heart of the kafir. The third, a heart that is polished, and it is polished bare, as if it were a bright lamp, and that is the heart of the mu'min, of the believer. And the fourth heart is a heart that contains both hypocrisy and iman, nifaq and iman. And it is like an ulcer, he said, radiallahu anhu. It is like an ulcer that is filled with pus. Of course, that is corrupt and filthy. And it is filled with blood. Or he said it is like a tree that is fed with water that is pure, and water that is foul. So whichever of the two is predominant, it will overpower the other. So imagine a tree that is fed, my brothers and sisters, with water that is foul and corrupt, and with pure water. Whichever of the two is predominant, then that will be the condition of the tree. The purer the water, the better the tree, and the better the fruit. The more corrupt water, then you'll see the corruption of that water in the tree itself. So in these narrations, my brothers and sisters, barakallahu feekum, we have an indication that the deeds of a servant, which he performs on his limbs, deeds of piety, he keeps away from that which is haram. He avoids that which is doubtful. And he commits, or he does those deeds that are in accordance to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are in accordance to the goodness of his heart and the soundness of his heart. So if your heart is good and it contains nothing but love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of that which Allah loves, and it contains fear of Allah and fear of falling into that which Allah hates, then your limbs will only be a reflection of what is in your heart. If your heart loves Allah and what Allah loves, and your heart fears Allah, and it fears to disobey Allah, then your limbs will reflect that in their deeds. Your tongue will reflect that in its speech. Because the limbs are a mirror of what is in the heart. A person cannot claim, after lying and deceiving, stealing, having hasad and jealousy in his heart, and being a despicable soul that commits all types of major sins, and then he says, my heart is pure. That's not possible. Because the limbs are a reflection of the heart. So if the heart is corrupt, and it follows whatever it desires, and it seeks out its passions, even if that is hated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that heart is corrupt. Because a pious heart and a pious person is a person who does that which Allah loves. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, and perhaps you hate something, but it is good for you. And perhaps you love something, and it is bad for you. But Allah is the one who knows, and you do not know. You don't know what's good for you, except by way of revelation. And you may consider something that Allah has commanded to be something that you hate. But it is good for you, but you don't know it. Whether you have a passion and a desire and a lust for things that are harmful for you, but you want to pursue them, but they're bad for you. And Allah knows and you don't know. So by following your desires and lusts, all of the limbs are corrupted. Those limbs that race towards sin and doubtful matters in accordance with the desires of the heart. For this reason it is said that the heart is the king of the body and the rest of the limbs are like its army. The limbs, they obey the heart and follow its orders. So if the king is righteous, his army will be righteous. But if the king is evil and corrupt, then the army will cause corruption based upon his commands. So the heart truly is the king of the limbs. If your heart is corrupt and sick, then your limbs will reflect that, my brothers and my sisters. There is nothing that will benefit you in front of Allah. Nothing. Except the one who comes to Allah with that sound heart. There is nothing that will save you in front of Allah. Except the heart and its goodness and its soundness. And that which was reflected upon its limbs. So the increase in righteous deeds is an increase in iman. An increase in love for Allah is an increase in iman. An increase in the fear of Allah is an increase in iman. An increase in dhikr is an increase in iman. So facing Allah and coming to Allah yawm al-qiyamah with a sound heart, this is what will benefit. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, a day wherein neither wealth nor children will benefit except the one who comes to Allah on that day with a sound heart. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make the dua, أَسْأَلُكَ قَلْبًا سَلِيمًا. He used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to say, "Oh Allah, I ask you for a heart that is sound." Ibn Rajab, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he stated in his Jami al-Ulum wal-Hikam, he said the sound heart is that which is safe from all those things that cause corruption and all of that which Allah hates. It is a heart that has nothing but love for Allah and that which Allah loves, and fear of Allah and a fear of that which will make it distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, understand this affair of the heart so that your heart does not become hardened, that your heart is not fed by that corruption that overpowers it and causes your limbs to wither. Thereafter, my brothers and sisters, as the scholars have stated, such as Ibn al-Qayyim and others, that the hearts are of three types. And it is upon us to maintain the best of hearts out of those three general types of hearts that the ulama, they have mentioned. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our heart good and sound and make our deeds and our actions righteous for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على شرف المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, the first types of those, or the first type from the types of heart, is the qalbun salim. is the heart that is sound, a heart that is good. As we have already mentioned, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. On that day, when neither your wealth, nor your property, nor your children will benefit you, إِلَّا مَنَطَ اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except for the one who comes to Allah on that day with a heart that is sound, a heart that is good, a heart that was righteous, not a heart that followed its desires, whichever way that the desires pulled it, it went in that direction regardless of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded it with. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned his tafsir of this ayah. He said that heart that is salim, that heart that is sound and good, it is a heart that is safe from shirk, safe from rancor and hatred and jealousy and miserliness and pride and love of this world and the love of leadership. It is safe from every desire and passion that opposes Allah's commands. It is a heart that is safe from every doubt that contradicts that which Allah has revealed. It is safe from every intention that contends with Allah's will. A heart that is safe from everything that cuts him off from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the sound heart. A heart that is searching for the pleasure of Allah at every moment. A heart that seeks nothing except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should save it and protect it and reward it, and enter it into Jannah Yawm Al-Qiyamah. The second type of heart is a heart that is dead. And that is the qalb that is mayyit. A heart that has no life. It is a heart that is sealed, as Hudhayfa mentioned. And that is the heart of the kafir. It does not know its Lord. And it does not worship Allah as Allah has commanded it to do. It does not care about what Allah loves and that which Allah is pleased with. It is a heart that does whatever it pleases and whatever it wants for itself, even if that entails the anger of Allah. And this is the heart of the disbeliever. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَعْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قَلُوبٌ لا يفقهون بها ولهم أعين لا يبصرون بها ولهم أذان لا يسمعون بها أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل أولئك هم الغافلون. And surely we have created many among jinn and mankind for the hellfire. They have hearts with which they do not understand. They have eyes with which they do not see. They have ears with which they do not hear. Indeed, they are like cattle. Rather, they are more astray. And it is they who are the heedless. وَلِيَّاذُ بِاللَّهِ. My brothers, my sisters, this is the heart that you have to fear. That Allah has given you a heart and He does not understand. And you do not turn it towards understanding. Allah has given you eyes but you do not see. Allah has given you ears but you do not hear. When you are warned. And the verses of Allah I recited to you. And the hadith of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned to you, you don't care. Hearts that are sealed, eyes that are blinded, ears that are closed off. Like cattle, more astray than cattle, they are the ghafilun. They're the negligent ones. They're the ones who couldn't care less. The third type of heart is the heart that is sick. This is the qalb that has amrad, that has sicknesses and illnesses. It has life, but it is afflicted. It is overcome sometimes with sickness that overpowers the goodness that is in it. Its health and well-being is in accordance to how much it is overpowered by corruption. Just as Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu mentioned in that narration. It is like a tree that is fed with pure water and with foul water. So whichever of the two is predominant, it will overpower the other. So what is your heart fed with? With something that is pure and good? Or with sickness and corruption? Whichever of the two is overpowering, you'll see it in your limbs. So if your heart is foul and fed with foulness, then see the result of that in your actions, in your speech, in your companionship, how you behave, what you watch, what you look at, what you listen to. You'll see it. You want to know the condition of your heart? Look at your limbs. Look at your prayer. Look at your righteous deeds. Look at your speech. How often you remember Allah. You want to measure which of the two is overpowering the other. Is it the pure or the foul? Look at your deeds. From the signs of a sick and corrupted heart is the preference of this life over the next. Imam Muslim reports in his Sahih from Abu Hurairah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Badiru bil a'mal." Race to do good deeds before you are overtaken by a tribulation or by tribulations and fitan, which will be like a portion of a dark night. A man will awake in the morning as a believer, and by the evening he'll be an unbeliever. Or that he will enter into the evening as a believer, and by the morning he'll be an unbeliever. And he will sell his religion in exchange for a worldly gain. How is it possible, my brothers and sisters, that a person will wake up as a believer and end the day as an unbeliever? That's happening before our eyes. Due to the shahawat and the shubahat that are presented to the people. Sell their religion for the portion of this dunya. They don't have a concern for the akhirah or standing before Allah. They just want to know what they can amass in this dunya. The deen is something in the back of their minds. When I need it, I'll reach for it. Other than that, they'll sell it. That is the heart that is overpowered by the foul more than the pure. From the signs of a corrupt heart is its hardness. And some of the Salaf, they used to say, Allah does not afflict a person with a punishment more severe than a hardened heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in his book, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ فِيهَا فَهِيَ كَالْهِجَارَةِ وَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in this ayah, and thereafter, your hearts, they became hardened. They became hard as stones, or even harder than that. So the cure for the sickness of these hardened hearts, and for those hearts that have become corrupted, is tawbah, my brothers and sisters. A tawbah that is sadiqah, khalisa. A true repentance to Allah. A sincere repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His forgiveness. Feeling remorse for the fact that you disobeyed Him. And holding fast to the book of Allah and the sunnah of Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that, my brothers and sisters, you'll find the cure. And you'll find that illumination in the darkness of your lives. Just as Allah has said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ واعلموا أن الله يهول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, O you who believe, answer Allah and His Messenger when they call you to that which gives you life. And know that Allah comes in between a person and his heart. And to Him you shall all be gathered. These hearts, my brothers and sisters, are between the fingers of Allah, and He turns them as He wills. So it is upon you to ask your Lord to keep your heart steadfast upon Iman and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There occurs in a narration from Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, from the hadith of Salama radiallahu anhuma, or radiallahu anha, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to constantly make dua. And she used to hear him constantly making this dua. Allahumma muqallib al-qaloob, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Oh Allah, the turner of the hearts, keep my heart firm upon your religion. So she said, O Messenger of Allah, and are the hearts such that they are turned? So he said, Naam. He said, Yes. And there is not a creation from the children of Adam except that his heart is between the two fingers of Allah. So if Allah wills, He will make him steadfast. And if Allah wills, He'll cause him to go astray. So we ask our Lord, He said, فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ رَبَّنَا أَنْ لَا يُزِيغَ قَلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. So He said, so we ask our Lord not to deviate our hearts after guiding us. And we ask Allah, أَنْ يَهَبَ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْهُ رَحْمَةً. And we ask Allah to bestow upon us from Himself mercy. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْوَهَّابِ. For indeed, He is the bestower. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He does not deviate our hearts after guiding us. And that He bestows upon us mercy from Himself. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the bestower. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een.